So the Lord is doing something wonderful, but how can we cooperate? There's an opportunity for us to cooperate with the Lord to participate in His move today.
Amen.
And there's three ways, and we'll touch on one of these in particular. Firstly, we can pray.
Amen.
Dear saints, we can all pray for the Lord's move.
Amen.
And a wonderful time to pray is as the church on Tuesday nights in the church prayer meeting. This is an excellent way for us to pray strongly for the Lord's hand to move all over the earth.
Amen.
The second way is our giving. We have material offerings that we can give for the Lord's sake.
Amen.
And we'll have more to say about that. And then thirdly, some of us can actually go. And some of us need to go. Some of us can go for 5 weeks at a time to Germany. Some of us are able to do that. Others of us should move there. Some of us, maybe even 10 of us from the Northwest in Canada, need to move to Germany.
Amen.
So one of the key points, though, for the fellowship this morning is our fellowship with the Lord. What would the Lord have us do? And last week, after the brothers shared, I had to go to the Lord myself. And I asked the Lord, "Lord, how would you have me participate?" And actually, I got an answer. Dear saints, the Lord answers our prayers.
Amen.
He wants us to have this kind of fellowship. Every single one of us in this room should go to the Lord. "Lord, how would you have me participate?"
Yes. Amen.
What about my prayer? What about my giving? Lord, what about my going? Saints, could we open that to the Lord? What about our going?
Amen.
But even particularly about our giving. And I would say there's been, according to Ezekiel, a wind blowing in my personal life, I feel, the last 2 or 3 weeks. Maybe some difficulty. But there was also a cloud last week.
Amen.
So I've enjoyed the cloud. That's the Lord's sweet presence. That's what we need to do. We need to find the Lord's sweet presence as it relates to His move to Europe.
Amen.
Okay, so I was enjoying in Hebrews 12:1. Firstly, 12:1, that, dear saints, there is a race for us to run. But there is something that is encumbering us, or that's preventing us from running this race. Let me quickly read. We can turn to it. Hebrews 12:1. We'll read verse 2 also. Hebrews 12:1-2. It says, "Therefore, let us also,"
Amen.
Dear saints, let us,
Amen.
"Having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance."
Amen.
This word for encumbrance refers to something that surrounds us from every angle. And that prevents us from desperately moving forward. Dear saints, we need to desperately move forward.
Amen.
But there's something encumbering us. There's something preventing us. So the Lord charges us through the apostle to put away. We need to put away every encumbrance. And we need to put away the sin that so easily entangles us. Dear saints, not only sin, but so many things in this world easily entangle us. Therefore, we need to put these things away.
Amen.
And one of these things is money. This matter of mammon, it entangles us. It ensnares us. Okay, but there's a race for us to run.
Amen.
And dear saints, how do we run this race? The way to run is to look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
The way we run is by looking at the Lord.
Amen.
So the charge this morning is, dear saints, we need to spend time looking away to Jesus.
Amen.
To find out how would He want us to cooperate with His ultimate move. Okay, I was, these last number of months, really, even the last couple of years, the Lord is doing something very particular. Dear saints, we need to know the age. We need to recognize God's sovereignty all over the earth.
Amen.
We need to recognize that the refugee crisis, with all these people immigrating to Europe, That is according to the Lord's sovereign arrangement. We need to realize that the Lord is doing something very particular, even something particular in the country of Germany. So, how would we cooperate? What can we do? Not all of us can go physically, but we can all go through our prayer.
Amen.
And we can all sow our money in the Lord's move.
Amen.
We need to realize that our money is like a seed. Actually, I'll jump to this. We won't read all the verses, but 2 Corinthians 9. Dear saints, write these verses down. There's a few verses. We don't have a lot of time. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7. But take note of this, that he who sows sparingly shall also sparingly reap. And he who sows with blessing shall also with blessings reap. Each one as he has prospered in his heart, not out of sorrow or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Amen.
So this is a heart matter. This is why we need to go to the Lord. Particularly, this matter of money touches our heart very deeply. How do we treat our money with respect to the Lord? Okay, so some talk about financial management. Dear saints, there's a very simple principle for financial management. It's called giving. In the world, it's about saving or about, quote, investing. But in the Lord's eyes, the real financial management is our giving.
Amen.
The way we sow, we can sow by our giving. And that sowing, the Lord will guarantee you a far better return on that investment than of any other stock.
Amen.
Okay. Anyway, there was a big IPO this week. Who cares about that? Who cares about that? The Lord, dear saints, we have a unique opportunity to invest our money in Him.
Amen.
The Lord wants our heart.
Amen.
Dear saints, He wants our heart.
Amen.
And unfortunately, our money is very much tied to our heart. So when we go to the Lord and He operates in our heart, we can be freed.
Amen.
These are part of the entanglements of the world. We can be freed up. That our sowing can result in blessing.
Amen.
Okay, in Philippians 1:15, it talks about the fellowship under the furtherance of the gospel. Our giving financially is a fellowship. It's a fellowship under the furtherance of the gospel.
Amen.
And the Lord has a great need for His move in Europe. And then Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 17, he says, I seek the fruit which increases to your account. Dear saints, do you realize you have an account? We have an account before the Lord. And actually, we're not here that we want a lot of money. Rather, we're here because we care about the fruit for your account. The fruit for our account. This is serious in the Lord's eyes. Then he says that this kind of offering is a sweet smelling savor. It's a sacrifice.
Amen.
Verse 18. It's a sweet-smelling savor. But then, dear saints, here's the promise. Verse 19. My God will fill your every need.
Amen.
According to His riches. On the one hand, we're not giving simply so we can get from the Lord. However, on the other hand, our God, my God, will fill your every need according to His riches. And then, at least as far as the verses, lastly, Exodus 35. Dear saints, these verses are precious. If you can turn to it, turn to Exodus 35. Because there's another principle here related to our giving. So Exodus 35, starting with verse 21. We'll read this whole verse. We can read this all together. And they came, everyone whose heart lifted him up, and everyone whose spirit made him willing, and brought the heave offering of Jehovah for the work of the tent of meeting, and for all its service, and for the holy garments. Okay. Verse 22 refers to a willing heart. In verse 29, the children of Israel brought a freewill offering to Jehovah, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all the work. This is related to the tabernacle. Have you considered, where did all the gold, all the silver, all the bronze, all the precious stones for the tabernacle, where did it come from? It came from Egypt. They plundered Egypt for the Lord's building.
Amen.
So we need to realize the Lord has prospered us. Some more, some maybe less, but the Lord has prospered us. And we need to realize that our working, our laboring, is to plunder Egypt.
Amen.
But this, the Israelites could take those things and offer them for something so holy and so glorious as the Lord's even physical building. What about for our offering today? So just briefly, in the way of testimony, dear saints, we do need to realize now we have a regular giving, and hopefully all of us, the Lord would touch us, that we would have a practice of our giving. Even the high school, even the college students, the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings, we would all have a practice. But there are special opportunities that do not come up very often. And even as we have here in Exodus, there was a point in time that people kept giving. The people kept giving. There was an outpouring of giving. But at some point, Moses said, stop. It's enough. Don't give any more. So if you were late, you missed it. There was an opportunity to give for the tabernacle. And with some of these special opportunities, they only come around periodically. So what are we talking about? There will be a massive Bible distribution this fall in Europe. And the brothers want to print as many Bibles as possible. But that is altogether related to our giving.
Amen.
The more giving, the more Bibles.
Amen.
So we may not be able to physically go to distribute Bibles, but our money can bring more Bibles to Europe.
Amen.
That some could receive the gold bar.
Amen.
Okay, dear saints, we're talking about the ministry of the age.
Amen.
In the hands of Europeans and of those that have immigrated there from the Middle East through this refugee crisis. That could get their hands on the ministry of the age.
Amen.
So there is a special opportunity. In 2009, I think it was 2009, with the Bibles to South America, that was a special move. To Europe, this is a special move. So there is an opportunity. And so primarily by the end of this month, the end of March, based on what has come in, the brothers will print Bibles for distribution in Europe this fall. So we need to spend time. We need to look away unto Jesus. We need to spend some time with the Lord. For me, in the way of brief testimony, I was a college student when we purchased the property on La Palma, you know, where we have the trainings now. Saints, there was a time we didn't have that property. This was, in, I believe, in 1998. We purchased that property. The saints from all over the world had an opportunity to give. I was a college student at that time. And I didn't have a lot, but I had something. And the Lord touched me to give that to him. And to this day, that is an eternal memorial between me and the Lord.
Amen.
There's such a sweetness there. It's not the amount. Dear saints, it's not the amount, it's our heart.
Amen.
And what the Lord has touched us to give.
Amen.
So we need to go to him. We need to spend time with him. What would the Lord have us give? Okay, sorry. So in relation to that, you know, we give according to the Lord's speaking. Again, not the amount. All of us can give, even the youngest ones. All of us can give, which is why it's so important that we go to the Lord for this opportunity. This is an opportunity to sow. It's an opportunity to experience the Lord. This is not merely a material offering. This is a matter of our experiencing the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to take this to the Lord. So we would have until the end of the month. So maybe, the last thing. Dear Saints, we need to budget. We've been talking about the ministry. We're talking about our responsibility concerning the Lord's ultimate move. We heard about the truth. There's three precious things we need to budget. We need to budget our time. Our time to be in the ministry and the Word. We need to budget our energy to be in the church life, to visit people. And we need to budget our money and our finances. So may we take this to the Lord. May we enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
May we look away unto Him and behold His face.
Amen.
That we could have a personal and special transaction with Him.
Amen.